For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts. Remember that time in your life where you were just out of school, starting your first real job, how exciting it all seemed, how fraught it was with endless possibilities that would surely lead to your dreams all coming true? Maybe you're at that point in your life right now. Maybe you never had that but wish you had. Whatever your situation as a 20-something just out of school, Joanna Rakoff's recent memoir, My Salinger Year, published by Alfred A. Knopf, will take you back there in the time it takes to read a page or two. The author, Joanna Smith Rakoff, has written for the New York Times, Time Out, New York, the Los Angeles Times, Newsday, Vogue, and other publications. She holds a BA from Oberlin College, an MA from University College London, and an MFA from Columbia. She lives in New York with her husband and son. The memoir begins as Joanna, an aspiring writer and poet fresh out of college with a degree in literature, has found work as an assistant to a literary agent in New York City. Which sounds a lot more glamorous than it really was, even though she did get to meet some famous authors, including the one mentioned in the title, some of whose correspondence she eventually starts answering for him since the agency has been forbidden to send it on to him. She just can't help herself. Rakoff strikes just the right note in this coming-of-age story set in the heady literary world of Manhattan in the mid-1990s, with the protagonist having one foot in the working world and one foot in the world of privileged kids from good schools who gather in Williamsburg and Greenpoint and always seem just about to be but not quite yet gainfully employed or on the brink of something really big happening. Because of Rakoff's skill as a writer and storyteller, I easily visualized the shabby furnishings of the office, the low lighting, and I can almost smell the cigarette smoke wafting from her boss's office. I laughed with recognition at her nightmare apartment and lackadaisical landlord. I cheered her on in her small victories. I agonized with her as her friends from school drifted away. I hated her weird socialist boyfriend who was too thoughtless for her. Rakoff paints her characters so vividly that they come to life in your mind and you'll want to spend more time in their company, if only to see what becomes of them in their old age. As trite and cliched as it is to say this book was funny and poignant, well, that's what I'm saying. It was funny, it was poignant. You'll recognize the characters, you'll shake your head at their selfishness and or naivete, and you'll get a glimpse into the workings of a literary agency, all of which is pretty interesting. One thing I didn't like so much was the way Rakoff ended the book. It seemed abrupt to me. Jolted me out of her carefully crafted world too soon, too fast. A little smoother transition might have made me happier. That criticism aside, though, Rakoff's story and enthusiasm for her subject charmed me and even convinced me to reread some Salinger, which is quite the feat. If you're a fan of the literary, have a soft spot for the work of J.D. Salinger, love a good memoir, or enjoy characters that stick with you long after you've finished reading, this book is one you'll enjoy. My Salinger Year by Joanna Rakoff is the KBOK Changing Hands Bookstore book notes selection for January 2015. To find out more about the book and to buy it at a book notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com for KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore. I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for arts lovers.